Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. What's the advantage of creating a new party just versus just having an agenda for an existing party? I mean, you've addressed some of this, but clarify that for us. Why a party rather than just trying to work within the existing two-party structure? Because I know a lot of people listening are like, third party, it's going to go to the powerful. It's going to not go our way.
I completely understand the skepticism about that. My argument would be that you shouldn't be in favor of this unless you believe, as I do, that the existing approach, the approach of having an agenda and advocating for it within one party, in this case the Republicans, has been a failure. And the reason I think it's been a failure is because, as I said, the fact that this has become a monopartisan affair means that Republican politicians really can afford to give lip service to this idea without actually standing up and taking principled stands for this agenda. I think that we saw that most visibly in this past year, when even at a moment at which the evidence was clear that Planned Parenthood had engaged in violations of the law, that they had done things that were shameful and illegal and morally reprehensible, that the Republican Party was unwilling to stand up and defund them. They were unwilling to do that. They were unwilling to have that fight. They gave it lip service. They had some hearings about it, but they weren't really willing to go to the mattresses for it. Trust me when I say, if this had been a priority of the lobbyists on K Street, or of major employers or of corporate groups in America, they would have moved earth and heaven to make that happen. But because it was the priority of the people who still come and still march and still believe that this is a reprehensible practice that needs to be eliminated in America, because it was the priority of them, it was something that they could give lip service to and then move off. From my perspective, that was something that was a very depressing moment, because it showed and reflected how much this had become an issue that was just a talking point, not something that was actually going to ever change under the administration of this party or any other. That was something that concerned me. I also, frankly, was disappointed in the decisions during the Bush years when the Republicans had total control, that they didn't put as many of the policies as they could have put into practice. For instance, there is something called the Reagan Rule, that Ronald Reagan won in his final year, was adjudicated, that would have allowed for the complete elimination of any funding to any entity that promotes abortion from any of its avenues. So that would obviously include Planned Parenthood, in the sense that Planned Parenthood gets tax dollars already. Any presidential administration could have enforced that rule. The George W. Bush administration didn't. There's a host of other examples. Obviously, the failure to nominate judges that are as good as they promised to be, that sort of thing. But what your real aim would be with a third party party of life would be to get the major parties to move on this issue. And frankly, from my perspective, it would also be a reassertion of the idea that pro-lifers aren't just a single category that can be counted on by one of the major parties to come out automatically. Instead, it would offer them a real choice. I think I look to states like Illinois, frankly, where the Republican candidate for the Senate and the Democratic candidate for the Senate have essentially the same views on abortion. I would really like to see what would happen in a situation where a party of life candidate was put forward in a situation like that and could appeal not just to the normal pro-life community who you think of as being part of the Republican coalition, but also to voters who might never consider voting for a Republican, to Black and Hispanic voters, church attendees, people who care very deeply about this issue and may have other differences with the Republican Party on economics or on other factors. Frankly, if you believe, as I do, that the most important moral issue of our time is abortion, then I think that we have to really take a hard look at whether the approach that has been used over the past several years, putting forward an agenda, advocating for it internally within a major party, has really been the right way to do things. It could be that we are at a more extreme pivotal point on this issue, where we have the opportunity to make a case and to make it forcefully and with eloquence of purpose when it comes to the American people and to their views on this subject. I think the best way to do that is to actually get into the fray with a candidate who can make that argument across multiple states and across multiple districts, and to do so over the course of the coming years in a way that elevates this issue and makes it more important, forces the other candidates to respond to it.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.